Today, Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts, taking a closer look at U.S. agricultural international trade. I'm Doug Busselman. Back after this. Earlier this month, USDA's Trade Outlook reported that the United States ended fiscal year 2024 at the end of September with a $31.8 billion agricultural trade deficit. They also projected that the same trade deficit would be $45.5 billion for the fiscal year that we're in now. In an October Farm Bureau Market Intel paper, American Farm Bureau Federation economist Betty Resnick noted that historically the U.S. has always had an agricultural trade surplus. In fiscal year 2019, we saw the first year of an agricultural trade deficit. If the forecast for the 2025 fiscal year proves true, we'll experience the fifth year out of the past 7 years of trade deficits, and 2025 could be the worst of the lot. In a recent interview, Resnick offered that some of the deficit is in the numbers of what agricultural prices are selling for, as well as the value of the commodity prices for incoming goods. U.S. agricultural commodities being sold to foreign customers are selling at lower prices, and prices for imported goods are higher in value. This is some of the reason that we're seeing the numbers we're seeing for the ag trade deficit. Beyond the value of ag exports and the value of ag imports, the details of volume are also critical things that need to be considered. How much we sell in the world market is also critical. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.